Hey, someone's behind the secret door, so let's go find out who it is. Hi there.
You thought I was gone forever, but I'm back.
Well, I know this voice. I know this voice. A little bit more, though.
You should know this voice.
This voice deals with symbols and words.
Well, you found me out.
Jordan Maxwell.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Comparatively well, everything considered, George.
Well, this is ironic that you're behind the secret door, because I lose my guest because of his bad phone line, only to get you back. In the last time you were on with me, they clipped your phone.
That's right. The telephone company shut my phone down. I got a couple of questions for you.
Yeah.
First of all, in all of your career of being in a talk show business, how many guests have you ever had where the telephone company shut their phone off in midstream?
Strange things have happened, but you may be the only one that was actually clipped.
And my second question is, what does that tell you?
It tells me that somebody doesn't want your message to get out over a worldwide audience.
That's what I would think. And I have not done but about three radio shows since 2005, when I was with you in that very night. Was the 20th of April, 2005. And since then, I've only done about three radio shows and smaller ones, and that's it. I really haven't done any radio, and I was doing quite a bit of radio up until the time I came on with you, and I have just been totally devastated by what happened after that program and since then what's happened. So I just have kind of pulled back and hope to, things will pass over me, because it's been very, very difficult.
Well, I'm back in Los Angeles, Jordan, so we should get together. But I wanted to ask you, because of your staunch advice, you do not, as you well know, I've been contemplating doing this program about Ouija boards.
Mm-hmm.
I want to prove that it's the person that summons up the evil, not this toy board. And your advice is, stay the heck away from this thing.
I would say, this is just my opinion. But as I said in the email, if you value my opinion at all, I would ask you to listen to me. Don't do it. Because what you're doing is you're tampering with something that you don't know what you're doing. I'm telling you. If there's anybody on the earth that has had experiences, I'm telling you, I have, and I would not advise you touching the Ouija board at all.
All right, what if someone else is touching it?
Well, what you're doing is you would be opening the audience up to the dark side, and you really don't want to do that.
If I do it, would you be in the studio with me?
No.
You will not.
I would be frightened enough to not be there. Because
you're not going to watch my backside, Jordan?
I would do that at a drop of a hat, but this would be something.
Not with a Ouija board.
Not with a Ouija board, because I know what they are, and I know what they're doing, and I know how it works. And every single instance I have ever heard of anyone dealing with a Ouija board that I have been involved with, it's been a very serious repercussions, and I would love to be there with you on anything you're doing, but I'm saying this as a friend to you. I would not do it. Do whatever you please, but at least you heard me.
All right, we got to do lunch one day.
Yes,
right.
I appreciate that.
Thanks
I would love to do that.
Popping in the back door here, Jordan.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. That's Jordan Maxwell.